I'm Brenda Caldwell, aka Dr. B. Welcome to the Hope Zone, moving you from a place of hopelessness and brokenness to a place of healing and wholeness, a place where hope is alive to bring you more peace, more joy, more freedom, and more understanding of your God-given purpose. Let's enter the Hope Zone. Hi, and welcome in to today's episode of The Hope Zone with me, Brenda Caldwell, aka Dr. B. And as we enter into The Hope Zone, as you enter into The Hope Zone for episode 54, today I'm excited. Oh, yes, I'm always excited, am I? Aren't I? But today I really am looking forward to breaking this down, which is what to do when you feel frustrated. What to do when you feel frustrated? Oh, what's that? What is that feeling of being just frustrated? What is in the world is that feeling? You know, as we talk about frustration and everything, what we're talking about is the feeling of being upset or annoyed, especially because of an inability to change or achieve. So when you're talking about frustration, there are some synonyms like dissatisfaction, grievance, irritation, resentment, exasperated, just, you know, and of course, it's a form of anger as well. Frustrated. Are you frustrated about some things? Are you frustrated about some things in your life? Are you frustrated about some, you know, situation that you just don't have control over, but you wish that you did? Because if you did have control over, it would be changed, right? It would be dealt with. It would be done. Frustrated. Ah, ah. What to do when you feel frustrated? What to do when there are some situations that just frustrate you? You know, there's frustration that can happen in your marriage. There's frustration that sometimes happens, you know, in a relationship with your children. There's frustration that happens on the job. There's frustration in finances. There's frustration with health situations that seem like it's just dragging out or just is never ending. There's all kinds of ways to experience frustration. When you're feeling frustrated, though, I'm telling you, it's something important to do that in that moment is easy to forget. And that is stop and breathe. Stop and breathe. I've learned so much more about breathing and the importance of just breathing even before you speak. Because once you start talking about it, it magnifies the frustration. So when you stop and breathe, it makes all the difference in the world. So you want to breathe so that your emotions don't get the best of you. But after you take time to just breathe, you know, breathe in peace, breathe in just a sense of, you know, peace, what have you. After you breathe, though, you want to feel. You want to allow yourself to feel. It is important to allow yourself to feel the emotion rather than suppress it, rather than act like you're not feeling those real emotions. Allow yourself to feel it. Allow yourself. We can go there. We just can't stay there. So when you do have those moments of frustration, you want to allow yourself to be able to feel it. Feel what you feel. Feel what you feel. Be honest about your feelings. If you need to talk to somebody about how you're feeling, it's okay. Be honest about, you know, how you feel. But you do want to allow yourself to feel those emotions. That's important. You just can't stay there. That's where we go wrong. We go to a place and we stay at that place. We can't stay at the place. We can't stay at the place of emotion. We can't stay at that place. We have to allow ourselves the opportunity to feel what we're feeling, but you can't stay. So when you're talking about frustration, the root of frustration a lot of times is rooted in the feeling of uncertainty and insecurity. So when we find ourselves feeling frustrated about something, you know, a job situation, a financial situation, a marital situation, a relationship situation, or just some other issue, yeah, maybe something I didn't even name, but you know what's frustrating you. The root of it when we do feel ourselves being frustrated is we do tend to feel this uncertainty. We feel a lack of control about your future, a lack of control about a situation. Again, we're wired as humans to feel that we need to be in control. We need to know what's going on. We need to know what's going to happen. We need to know, you know, what this outcome is going to be. And that just is not always going to be the case. Most of the time, it's just not the case. And that's truly why the Bible tells us, you know, wherefore take no thought of what you should eat or you're going to eat or drink or anything. He says, for your Father knows what you have need of, you know, but it can be frustrating when you just don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. You don't know how a situation is going to work out. You don't, it's especially when it's been lingering and it's been happening over and over and over. You know, maybe again, a situation about, you know, you being in a financial situation could be, you could have been dealing with it many, many times, many months that have just dragged out, and maybe you still don't have a job. And so it's getting really frustrating. You know, you could, you know, be without a car, and it can be just hard on you because you're having to, you know, get rides over and over and over, and you keep thinking you're gonna get this car, and it hasn't worked out, and you know, and so forth. And right now, it's a hard time to buy at least pre-owned cars. I know that from a client who has been looking for a car. It's been very difficult. It's been very challenging to hold out and keep the faith, you know, for a vehicle. So whatever the situation is in your life, only you know what that situation is in your life that has been frustrating. But the Bible is just full of hope. It's full of encouragement. It's full of faith. It's full of promises, you know, from God that just reminds us to hold fast. Hebrews 10:23 says, hold fast to the profession of your faith without wavering. Why? Because God is faithful, that promised, you know. And then he says, you know, be anxious for nothing. What? Be anxious for nothing. But by prayer, praise, supplication, and thanksgiving, let your request be made known unto God. And then the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is going to guard and keep you in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4, verse 6 through 8. And so it's just the word of God is just filled with these promises that God is going to come through, that everything's going to work out. But it can be frustrating. It can be frustrating having to just wait. But one thing about it is we have to humble ourselves and really ask God to align us with His will and then have the humility to stop thinking that we know what the perfect path is because we don't know. We don't know. So sometimes the thing that's frustrating you is because you have it figured out in your mind how it ought to go and how it should have happened by now and what should have been done and what God could have already have done for you. And it just doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. So during this time, when you find yourself being frustrated, you want to stop. You really want to stop. And if it's anything that you do have control over, you may not have control over the particular situation that right now has you frustrated, but when you shift your feelings, when you shift your focus, I should say, you shift your feelings. I say that, you know, every now and then I like to say that whatever you are focused on is going to determine how you feel. Whenever you don't like how you feel, you don't like feeling frustrated, you don't like feeling upset, If you don't like feeling dissatisfied, if you don't like feeling this annoyance, if you don't like feeling that way, stop and ask yourself, what am I focused on in this moment? What am I focused on? Because sometimes we let the cares of this world frustrate us. Sometimes we let people frustrate us. People, fallen, fallible, fickle, finite flesh, better known as people. Sometimes we're allowing ourselves to be frustrated truly about things that we are not going to change those things. And we allow those things yet and still to steal joy, to steal peace, to steal happiness for today that we can never get back, that we can never get back. And so you really want to think about what are you going to do when you feel frustrated? When you find yourself feeling frustrated about life, your situation, your child's situation, your spouse's situation, your health situation, financial situation, whatever it may be, understand there's something that you really can do to put things back in perspective. Change your mindset. One of the things that I love to say every day, and I've been saying for many, many years, is that I am positive in every situation. I am flexible and I make needed adjustments. Sometimes you have to adjust. If you're going to overcome frustration after you allow yourself to feel, it's okay to feel. You can feel angry. You can feel upset. You can feel bothered. You can feel annoyed. You can feel the feeling of frustration. You just can't stay there. Staying there, sitting in that emotion is going to drag you down. And it's going to drag the people around you down as well. You don't want to be a negative energy force for somebody else. You don't want to. You don't want to give that energy to other people or that spirit to other people or that force of negativity. No, you don't. You want to be a source of hope, encouragement, life, love, strength. You want to. And when you get frustrating moments, it's okay. Talk to somebody. Talk to someone that you trust. Talk to your confidant. If you don't have a human confidant, talk to God. Talk to the Holy Spirit. I just finished my three-part teaching on the triune God. How to have a relationship with the triune God, understanding your relationship with the triune God. One thing about it, I talked about the Holy Spirit at length in the teaching in episode 53. If you didn't get a chance to listen, go back to it. It is rich. It is really, really rich. And it's so helpful and practical in terms of how the Holy Spirit can help you. Holy Spirit can help you with overcoming frustration. Again, you can talk to him. You can say, Holy Spirit, I am so frustrated. This is bothering me. I don't understand it. You can get all that out. You can say all those things to the Holy Spirit and then say, Holy Spirit, I need you to change my attitude. Help me to change my mindset. Help me to change my outlook. What can I do? Instead of focusing on what, see, we get frustrated because we're disappointed because something hasn't happened in the timing or in the way that we thought it should have happened by now. And so we allow our emotions to dictate how we're going to feel. No, circumstances should not dictate our emotions. The fact that we wake up every day with choice. God has given us this thing called a volition. Volition is the ability to choose. We get to choose our attitude no matter what's going on in life. There's somebody who wakes up with no limbs. There's somebody who wakes up in pain every single day, and they have found peace and they've found a way to still be positive. And so we have to look at keeping things in perspective. Keep your life in perspective. Can I just encourage you of how rich and wealthy you really are? If you have good health, I mean, you wake up and you literally don't have physical pain every single day of your life. You just You can touch your legs, I mean, touch your toes, you can move, you can, think with your mind. You're in your right train of thought. You literally feel physically good. You're wealthy. You're wealthy. Everything else pales. And so think about what is frustrating you and stop and ask yourself, what can you do about it? And if you cannot do anything about that situation, change your attitude, change your perspective, change your outlook. It is amazing what can happen, the way in which you decide that you're going to approach every day. If you call my voicemail, you'll get this message. I'll say thank you for, for calling. Please leave a message. And remember this, every day is either a great day or a day to be grateful. Yes, it is. Every single day is a great day or it's a day to be grateful. We have an adversary, the enemy. He is after all of our peace. He's after all of our joy. He wants you to be frustrated. He wants you to be angry, upset, annoyed, disgruntled, dissatisfied. He wants you to be disgusted. All the D's. He wants you to be frustrated. He does, because he's after those two premiums, too. One, two, peace and joy. Peace and joy. Peace and joy certainly are the opposites of frustration and irritation, right? And so you want to take control of your thoughts and allow yourself to put things back in perspective. Focus on what you do have versus what you don't have. Focus literally on what you do have and not what you don't have. It changes your attitude, it changes your outlook, it changes your perspective, and it allows you to just have a better way of looking at any situation, because you've heard it many times, and it is true. As bad as it is, it could always be worse. It could always be worse. And so, in terms of just realizing that you can do something when you are frustrated, you don't have to just stay there. You don't have to take it. You don't have to allow it to control you. You don't. And I'm telling you, frustration is something that the enemy just wants all of us to literally live with and have every single day. He wants us to have this frustrated heart, this frustrated attitude, this frustrated mindset. What can absolutely kill frustration? I mean, just annihilate frustration in a quick second. It's gratitude. Gratitude. Never underestimate the power of gratitude. Think about, what are you grateful for? Think about, what do you actually have to be thankful for, even in this moment? What do you have to be thankful for? Think about that. So much. No matter what you don't have, you have so much to be thankful for, because there's a whole lot that you have that somebody else just doesn't have. And if you have your health, that's one of those things. Have good mental health, that's one of those things. You have one person on this planet that loves you. And if you don't have a person, you have a Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, who loves you. And he loved you enough to die on a cross for you. So it's all about attitude. It's all about how you choose to perceive your life and the perspective that you give your life, because every day is a gift. And so many people waste every day. They waste a day complaining. They waste time being so just frustrated. They waste time focusing on the negative. They waste time talking about over and over and over and over things that they don't have control over. And it makes no sense to do that, because it is a thief of the enemy to divert our attention away from the good things that really matter. And so think about that, and think about what you really do have to be grateful for, and allow yourself to just be focus on those things And it will change the way that you feel. And it will stomp out frustration. And the Bible says that many are the afflictions of the righteous, John 16, 33, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Well, nobody really wants to hear that, except it says, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And so as long as what comes after the but is more positive than what came before the but, you're going to be okay. There are going to be things that are in this life that you won't understand. There are going to be trials. There's going to be some tribulations. There's going to be some down days. There's going to be some difficult heart moments. It's going to be some things. But the Lord will deliver you out of every last one of them. Don't delay it by getting caught so sucked into being frustrated with your life that you miss the opportunity to grow through the trial. We have so many opportunities to grow. We're not growing spiritually when things are just wonderful and great and everything's going wonderful your way. You grow when you're being tested. You grow when life hits you. You grow when things don't, line up the way that you thought. You grow when you handle it the right way, when you handle it with the right attitude and the right spirit. The Bible says, be slow to speak, quick to listen, slow to anger. James 1:19. Be slow to speak, be quick to listen, and be slow to anger. So if you, before you start talking about something that is bothering you or something that has been irritating you, something that's really frustrating, before you just start giving a lot of voice to it, be slow to speak first. Take time to breathe. Just take time to breathe. You'd be amazed what breathing will do for you. How it brings your blood pressure back down, brings your heart rate back down, helps you elevate, regulate rather your emotions, your mental state, so that you can think clear before you start rattling off those things. Because it's always, always something to be thankful for, and always a reason to stay positive. And you're being a positive person and having a positive, healthy, wholesome, godly outlook. Letting God know that you trust Him in this situation that you can't change, that you trust Him in this situation that is very hard and difficult, that you trust Him even though you just can't figure it out, which He has not called you to figure it out. If you could figure it out, there's no reason for God to work it out. Remember that. And so, as I close today, I just want you to say this: I choose peace. I choose peace. I choose to trust God with every situation. Let's say that again. I choose to trust God with every situation. I choose to believe. I choose to have faith. I choose to have confidence. You see, all of that is speaking life. When you're speaking life that way, it's amazing what can happen for you. It is amazing what God can do. God is able to do even beyond what you could ask, what you could think, or you could imagine. And so, positive words of life change how you feel, causes frustration to dissipate. Remember that. Remember that. And choose to not let the cares of this world frustrate you and take your joy, take your peace, and take the grace and the gift of today. Well, I'm Dr. B, Brenda Caldwell here with giving you today's episode. I'm just grateful and thankful that you're listening to me, I should say. I'm just so thankful. Episode number 54. We are rolling. And I'm so, so grateful. I'm now officially in year two of the Hope Zone. For more information on the Hope Zone and more information on the works of Dr. B, go to drbempowers.com, drbempowers.com. come. There you will see the campaign. Suicide is not an option. Suicide is not an option. I've been on a mission this past year, speaking out on suicide and helping people have a reason to have hope, have a reason to live, and have a reason to keep getting up and moving in life instead of giving up on their lives. So help me. I would appreciate if you send a donation to that. You can see that information on the website at drbempowers.com. Well, I'd love for you to subscribe to the podcast so that you can get the daily dose of hope. We upload every Monday, brand new episode of The Hope Zone. So thank you for listening today. Love to have you continue joining with me. And of course, leave a positive comment if you've heard something that has really blessed you today. Until next time, I want you to remember this: in a world full of darkness, there is a reason to have hope. So hold on to hope, and just like it's a piece of rope. Until next time. I'm so glad you made it to the end of the podcast. If the Hope Zone is making a positive difference in your life, please subscribe to the show so you don't miss the next episode. Leave a review, and most of all, share it with your friends. And remember, from your worst day to your best day, there's hope in every situation.